Professor Bergman, it's Chris Dale. We've just passed through the laser barrier, and Steiner will be making this week's randomizer selection momentarily.
All right, we're watching you closely.
That's it, Steiner. Button's just there. Yes, well done. Hey, you can let them know if you like.
Thanks a lot, Professor.
Good, Steiner. Thank you.
Then we just wait a moment and take a look at the printout. And it's... Oh no!
It's an increase in brain activity. Steiner, I think he's in trouble.
Doctor, he is in trouble. I need some help out here.
Out of the way, Steiner! I've got to get out of here!
Professor, he's gone berserk! Someone hold him!
Simply throwing the printout into the laser barrier like that, it doesn't change the fact that the randomizer did indeed pick what it picked.
Are we coming in now?
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, Steiner, we're coming in now to watch Pillywig gets a present.
Tonti!
Well, yes, I suppose we haven't been here for a while. When was the last time we were here? Oh, that was at the live podcast recording, wasn't it? Up in Birmingham, where we delighted everybody with the first episode of Torchy. This is episode 14, Pillywig Gets a Present, which I can only assume will be some kind of severed head. Pillywig is the clown, I believe. Let's find out. All these characters, they're so vibrant and fresh, I'm surprised they don't stay in my mind more.
Turbyland. He hasn't got a bell on his bicycle, so he taps the tingling bird instead.
And when he doesn't want anyone to hear him coming, he doesn't have the tingling bird.
Are you going to laugh at me today?
I will if you're funny.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, you have, I've got very high standards for you, my clown friend.
Five.
What colour's an orange?
Orange.
Oh.
You win this round, Torchy.
You better buy yourself a book of riddles, Pillywig.
Or I'm coming round to cut your hands off.
Do you know where I can get one?
I don't, but when I go down to Earth, I'll bring one back for you.
Thank you. But what can I do in the meantime?
Ooh, I mean, if I don't stand around and be hideously ugly and annoy people? That's what everyone else seems to do around here.
Toys laugh. And I love everyone to laugh at me.
Oh.
Dear, I'll be so miserable.
Oh, well, never mind.
He laughs at me.
Don't cry, Pillywig.
Lots of people think you're worth laughing at. Those pyramids in the background. Oh, he's standing on his hands now. Why are there pyramids in the background? I've never noticed those before.
I'm trying to, but I can't.
But you always...
Torchy's sense of humour isn't working. Maybe the problem is Torchy. I'm also noticing that his penny farthing there is marked 1 penny 1959. It's an actual penny, the large front wheel. So there we go. This is all taking place in 1959.
Pillywig, I think of something.
That night, as Torchy lay in bed in his pineapple house,
as he did,
think of a way of making the toys laugh at Pillywig.
It was a vain hope of solving that problem.
You can't do lots of tricks and ask riddles. Anyway, we know all Pillywig's riddles. And we've seen his tricks hundreds of...
This material was growing old.
It's difficult to keep laughing at the same things.
Well, people keep coming back to the Gerry Anderson podcast every week, so clearly there's something to be said for reliable repetitiveness. What's Torchy's plan going to involve?
The toys were cleaning their fruit houses.
Oh, right.
Oh. Hello, Flopsy!
Flopsy's doing her best to ignore him as well as she might.
You're not.
Oh, God, there's Squish. I'd forgotten about him as well.
Hello, Squish! Laugh at me!
Why should I?
This is quite pathetic. I mean, even for a Torchy character, this desperate need for attention is quite sad. All he's doing is standing on his hands.
Will you laugh at me?
Or will I have to slash my wrists?
Ken!
Oh, dear.
No, I'm sorry, Pillywig. I can't laugh at you.
Oh, dear. All laughter and mirth is gone from Topsy-Turvy Land. Oh, dear.
Poor Pillywig. Whatever will he do now? I'll ask Flopsy to come for a walk with me and maybe we can think of something.
Oh, yeah. Flopsy, with her renowned brain of Flopsy.
And they walked and...
Wouldn't anybody else be a better candidate to come up with an idea?
Piggle-poggle over there.
What's that?
I told you. The Piggle-poggle.
Well, between the two of them, they're going to have this problem solved in no time.
You know very well I can't.
I'm a little rat dog.
Oh, no.
My seams are all undone.
It's very creepy the way the puppets suddenly start singing, and it's obviously pre-recorded. Oh, this is quite sweet, though. The two puppets are holding hands and dancing around as, well, as best they can. It's not, you know, a full choreographed dance number or anything. They danced a little way that way, and they danced a little way back.
I would be so tiggle-toggle.
Oh dear. Sudden close-up shot of Torchy nodding in time with the music there.
So wiggle-woggle.
Ah, he did it again. It's very unsettling when you're on the business end of that stare. I'm not sure what it is, because the puppet is hideous from all angles, but when he's looking straight at you, maybe it's the show's established track record of breaking the fourth wall.
Such a sight when I see my face in the glass.
I scream and run for the hills.
That's such a funny song, Flopsy.
Yeah, you should get Pillywig to sing it then.
Funny, you know? Oh, dear little ragdoll, I love you even though you do look a sight.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is what true marriage is based on.
I'll race you to the Piggle-poggle.
That's from Torchy's Guide to Picking Up Women.
He knew what Flopsy was trying to tell him.
Ah.
For in front of him, he saw the sea.
What a lovely sandy beach this is.
Just the right place to drown and murder people. Yeah, they've actually got a beach on the puppet set with water. That's quite adventurous for this show.
I wonder what's on that island in the middle of the sea. It looks most exciting.
Yes.
There's a boat over there too. Maybe we can go out to the island and have a look. That's a good idea. Come on, let's go now.
Oh, okay.
Started to row the boat across the sea.
Right. This is starting to get to that point where, you know, in certain films, I can't remember what film specifically, but it's been parodied in various things where...
Can we turn back?
They paddle out to the middle of the river so that one of them can murder the other one.
I feel siggle-soggle.
This does feel like Torchy is about to slam an oar over Flopsy's head and finish her off.
I think I better lean over the side of the boat instead.
Oh, yes, that's all the better for me to smash your skull in.
When we arrive, we'll get out and explore the island.
Considering there's only two puppets on that screen, there's an awful lot of strings. The sky is just full of strings. I don't know if the boat might have been on wires there.
This is. Everything looks very dark and miserable.
Ooh, so they're on a dark and miserable island. Much like the one they left, quite honestly. It doesn't look too different.
What is it?
Look!
Zombies! Oh no, footprints.
Gosh, they must belong to a very big animal. Oh dear, we better get back to the boat.
We don't want to run into an interesting animal and have something exciting happen.
It's something hiding behind it.
Oh dear.
Who is it?
Nobody's answered.
Then let's go nearer and have a look.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? That's all you do with dangerous animals. If they don't come out when you call, you go up to them and show them your face. Oh, dear.
Thank goodness there's nobody there. Come on.
Ooh, yes. Oh, they sped up the footage as Torchy ran away from what appears to be a bipedal female wolf. and our brave hero has run up a tree, presumably leaving Flopsy to fend for herself.
Hello. What's your name?
Earlop.
How?
What?
It isn't funny at all.
Earlop?
I used to belong to some American children, and they never said hello. They always said hi. So they called me Hi Ina. But Ina is really my proper name.
Oh, okay. Ina.
Do you?
Well, this is another freakish and confusing character we're being introduced to here for the first time. That laugh is quite unsettling. I think it's because the puppet's jaw just opens and stays open for the whole thing.
To sleep.
Well, this character is thoroughly unsettling.
Lonely and miserable.
Is this where Topsy Turvyland sends all its insane people?
I always laugh when I'm miserable, and I always laugh when I'm happy. You see, I...
It's a curse. I laugh every moment of every day. Please kill me.
Fancy that. Flopsy, come here. I want to show you something.
Where's Flopsy? Oh, Flopsy was just standing there, doing nothing. Nothing going on in that head.
Who are you?
No, stop laughing, for God's sake.
I can't help falling down.
I'm not laughing at you.
And I'm not laughing with you. I'm just laughing uncontrollably because it's what I do. It's supposed to be endearing or something.
I can't help it. I always make that noise.
She's Ina, the laughing hyena.
And it's obvious that she's been left here as some kind of punishment. She's been isolated from the rest of society.
Let's take her back to Topsy-Turvyland.
What a wonderful idea. Then Pillywig will always have someone to laugh at him, whether he's funny or not.
Yes, let's not help him resolve his problem. Let's just create another one. Oh, and by the way, I eat toys. I hope that's not a problem.
And go to Fruit Town.
Pillywig the clown was waiting for Torchy.
Because he had nothing else to do with his miserable life.
He promised to try and think of something to help me to be funny.
Maybe you need some new material for your act. You know, the whole standing on your hands thing does get a bit boring after a while.
And find out. How many apples make five?
Oh, five, of course.
What colour's an orange?
Orange, of course. Oh, gee, can't you think of anything new?
No, I can't. That's the trouble. No one will laugh at me anymore.
Oh, dear. We'll always laugh at you. You're hideous. Your nose alone is worthy of great mirth. The wolf thing just suddenly lumbers into frame.
I'm too miserable to have a friend.
Well, we're all miserable, but we've all got each other as friends.
To cry too. Good gracious! Oh, you're laughing at me! I always laugh when I cry, and I always laugh when I laugh. I'm a laughing hyena!
I'm an evolutionary cul-de-sac that makes no sense.
Oh, I'm so happy!
Oh, well, I'm glad someone is. Oh, we're done. Okay, well, that was Pillywig Gets a Present. Yes, because if one of your friends is feeling sad, all you need to do is go to a distant island and find someone who has obviously been exiled there for their own safety, bring them back to annoy everybody, and that'll just solve everything. So, what more can I say? It's a thoroughly standard episode of Torchy that introduces... once again, a terrifying new character that I suspect is probably not going to come into play much more throughout the course of the series. I get the feeling that a lot of these characters were just introduced for two episodes and then never showed up again. But we will probably see as our Torchy Odyssey continues over the next however many years the randomizer has got left. Yeah, it's a nice sunny day as well. I could be outside doing, I don't know, anything. I'm watching Torchy.